You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please,
you're
so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf-tude and Daffodil will spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-tude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil with sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Dueling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf-tude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again from the bunker. It's another edition of Cheese Fleas with Snarf-tude.
And Daffodil.
That's me, right?
Yes, that's you.
I just want to check. I can't see my name tag when I'm looking at the microphone. It's terrible. On the show this week, we're taking a look at, did you know about the Red-Green Show, Daffodil?
Yes.
You know, that guy that talks about duct tape and if women can't find you handsome, at least they find you handy or something like that?
Just like you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. He had a whole career before that called the Smith and Smith Comedy Mill. And they put out an album. And we're going to take a look at it a little later on. On top of that, I'll tell you why I want to play this song. It's an artist submission that I feel like I could just, like, crank it up in the van in downtown, small town somewhere, and it would be my theme song. So we're going to play it a little later on. We have to find a theme song for you, Daffodil.
I already have a theme song. It's Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows.
Oh, okay, fine. But we're starting off with the show with something you really like, polka.
Love polka.
Yes, we have the Polka Padre coming up with Goosetown Polka, but we're starting off with Topsy Turvy Polka. Oh, that's going to make me dizzy. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
music you wish you never had to hear week after week after week. But we know you keep coming back for more anyway. Cheese, please.
With Polka Padre and a song you would like to have on your clock radio as you get up in the morning. That'll wake you up.
I like polka. It's good wake-up music.
And Ghost Town Polka. And before that, we had Topsy Turvy Polka. We don't recommend playing that in the morning because you may get out of bed topsy-turvy and you might fall on something and hurt yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. It's a balancing act when you get out of bed, Daffodil.
Yes, I'm aware. I've fallen. I've tripped over the dog a couple of times.
My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we're focusing on the Smith & Smith Comedy Mill. Apparently, this guy had like three different series. He had Smith & Smith in the 80s. Then in the late 80s, there was the Smith & Smith Comedy Mill. And then he hit it big internationally with a Red Green Show, but we're talking about Steve Smith, Daffodil, right?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Well, Steve and his wife, Marag Smith.
Okay.
And then the supporting cast included Peter Kelligan, Linda Cash, and Mag Ruffman.
Oh, she was like a home improvement woman a little later on.
Yes. And it was basically like a sketch comedy show, and there was some music. They actually had a whole section of parody music videos.
Ah, yes.
So Cash was playing a caricature of a television VJ. Some of these parody videos were that good, they made it into rotation on the Canadian equivalent of MTV, Much Music.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal. It was that funny.
Yes.
Well, we're going to play some songs now. Shortly, you'll hear Get That Snappy Feeling. Well, we're starting off with, you better do this title. It's not.
In fact, every bit as good as a man.
Right here on
Cheese, Please.
Be stupid. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. I read you loud and clear.
Cheese Please is so cool.
Just change.
Cheese.
Woke up feeling, oh, you know, could be mono or just the mumps. Your outlook is so-so. You're up to your eyeballs being down in the dumps.
You've got to get that snappy feeling running up and down your leg. Get that snappy feeling running up and down your leg. Get that snappy feeling running up and down your leg. Get that snappy feeling, that slapping happy feeling. Get that snappy feeling running up and down your leg.
Got a headache the size of Poland. There's been livestock in your car. You lost your wallet with your identification, and you've forgotten who you are.
You've got to get that snappy feeling.
With the Smith & Smith Comedy Mail, and get that snappy feeling running up and down my leg. That's like spiders or alligators or something.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah. And before that, you say the title again.
Every Bit as Good as a Man.
By Smith & Smith Comedy Mail, and you have more information about them.
Well, just a little bit, because the original Smith & Smith show ran from 1979 to 1985.
Wow, okay.
And it got syndicated all over Canada.
Right.
Starring just the husband and wife duo. The show took a one-year hiatus in 1985.
Okay.
And that's because the Smiths and their actual children, Max and David, starred on their own family sitcom, Me and Max.
Oh, wow.
And then after that show ended its run, they decided to revive Smith & Smith, but gave it a new title, The Comedy Mill.
Well, and added a few people, I believe, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then in 1991, she retired from performing, and that's when he launched The Red Green Show.
Ah, so that's why he did it solo.
Red Green was originally created as a recurring character on the original Smith & Smith show.
Ah, and wow, he just like took off with that.
And then each show also included a humorous musical number.
Yes.
Performed in costume, focusing on some famous couple from history.
Ah.
And a mailbag segment.
Okay. I don't want to hear about these letters.
I have no letters. Okay. It's safe.
Okay.
But they did keep the mailbag segment when the Red Green show started, and that's why.
Okay. Well, let's play a couple more songs. We got two sides to every question shortly. Right now, we're starting off with Sitting in the Palm of My Hand, right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
The blackbirds sit in the big tall tree. The eyes peek out for the world to see. The mouse, he out for a little run, to just hang loose and to get some sun. The blackbird swooped down by the lawn. Snap goes the beak and the mouse, he's gone. The bird, he say, a nice meal for me. The mouse, he say, because there's always two sides to every question. One man's joy is another's depression. The mouse has a ghost and the bird has indigestion. Yeah, yeah. A directory is all of the two sides to every question. What I did, I call it childish prank. You and the police call it robbing. There's always two sides to every question. One man's joy is another's depression. The mouse has a ghost.
Keith, please, with the Smith and Smith Comedy Mill and Two Sides to Every Question. I swear he's a politician, isn't he?
A little bit.
At least with that song. And before that, as I scroll down and look, because I'm way too high on my list, Sitting in the Palm of My Hand. Ending off our salute to the Smith & Smith Comedy Mill. And I have no doubt you can find their actual TV show, at least some of them, on YouTube if you're not familiar with it.
I'm pretty sure there's something on YouTube. I saw it as I was scrolling around.
I remember when the Red Green Show was pretty big. He even got the duct tape people in on a promotion. That's how big he was. He talked about duct tape, used duct tape all through his Red Green Show. And he got 3M, the people who make duct tape, to sponsor him.
There might have even been a contest at some point, I think.
I think there was something like that. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
And it's time for...
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese, Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese, Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Because it's an artist submission, that's why.
We like it when people ask us to play their things.
Gareth Inkster from Hamilton, Ontario, I believe?
Something like that.
I'm sorry if I get that wrong. I should have really did my research, but I never do around here. You know, it's just the way it is sometimes. He decided to submit this song. It's called Ode, and for Elliott Smith. He's a big Elliott Smith fan. I'm not, so I had to Google and find out a little bit about Elliott Smith. But he was a... American singer-songwriter, had a Academy Award nomination for a song on the Good Will Hunting soundtrack, from what I could figure out. And Gareth says he's been a fan of Elliott Smith for many years, and even friends from high school will probably find it funny that he's still about going on about this guy, you know? I don't care. Personally, I like this song. I heard it. He sent it in. And yeah, I'm going to crank this up as we get out in the van very soon. Small town USA. Hey, the snarf is here. It just says the snarf is here. I don't know if anyone cares or not, but you know. Aren't you going to comment about something?
He put in his letter that Elliott has a reputation for being very sad and even depressing.
I know.
So you're talking about how cheerful this song is? It's kind of funny.
Let's just play it and let someone else's decision make
let
it.
Let the listeners make up their own minds right
Thank
here
you.
On Cheese, Please.
Thank you.
Please with Garrett Inkster and Ode for Elliot Smith, which apparently we had some time because Daffodil was determined to make me look bad.
No, I was determined to expand upon what you were trying to say.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Which is the song from the Good Will Hunting soundtrack is called Between the Bars.
Okay. And that was the one that Elliot Smith was famous for. But Garth Inkster submitted that song, Ode, for Elliot Smith. And it does have some funky stuff there.
Yes, and we like it.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it. And thank you so very much.
And every time I eat a piece of Gouda or any kind of cheese, whatever it is, I'm going to play that song.
That's your cheese-eating song now.
I think it is.
Okay.
That seems to be fair. By the way, if you have an idea of what would work with our show, as we put it, if it's cheesy enough, you know what to do.
Yes, send us an email.
And what it is? What is the
comments email? At cheeseplease.com.
And what is that again?
Comments at cheeseplease.com. CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
But what if you're in Canada and get confused with the Z?
CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
I think that's elsewhere in the world, too, not just Canada.
Yes.
But, you know, you get the idea. Drop us a line. Let's see what works. And we're, oh, wow, look at that. We're already done.
Yes, you're at the point where you need to push the button.
Oh, geez. It seems such a work thing, you know?
It is a work thing. This is your job.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I meant a lot of work. Okay, I'll push the button. Here we go. Up the vacuum, it brings up the tube, and we open the door, get the piece of paper, and it's telling us we're going to play the roller skating song by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Oh, that's going back far.
That's not exactly yesterday's music.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back and join us. I'm sure there will be additional shenanigans happening again.
Step to the keenest roll arena from your front yard. We'll roll up and down the whole darn town until morning. Give your mother fair warning. Tell your father we may roam on the way home. Let's make a date to roller skate on the avenue. What if it's dark, our wheels will sparkle enough for two. So if you'll wait, I'll fasten your skate in a moment. And we'll roll and we'll roll and we'll roll till the cows come rollering home. Sparkle enough for two. So if you'll wait, I'll fasten your skin in a moment. And we'll roll and we'll roll and we'll roll till the cows come rollering home.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.